Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school drum and bass space wobble in Ableton Live 12, but we're giving it that VHS rave color so it feels dusty, alive, and properly dangerous in a modern mix. The vibe here is not random retro gimmick. We want something that feels like it came off a tape-worn rave system. Solid sub underneath, a moving mid-range on top, and just enough instability to give it character without losing control. In DNB, that balance matters a lot, because the bass is not just low end, it's a rhythm part, a hook, and a mood setter all at once. First thing, start with the drums. Set your tempo around 172 to 174 BPM, and build a simple two-bar loop before you even think about the bass. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then a chopped break layer or some ghost notes around that foundation. If you're using a break, keep it tight. High pass it if it's stepping on the kick and sub, and use sidechain if the low end starts to blur. This is important. The bass wobble should be designed around the drum pocket, not jammed on top of it. In drum and bass, if the drums are already speaking clearly, the bass can answer them instead of fighting them. Now let's build the bass sound. Load up Waveatable, Operator, or Analog on a MIDI track. Waveatable is a great choice here, because it can give you a clean low end and animated mids without needing any third-party plugins. Start simple. Use a saw or squarish Waveatable on oscillator 1, maybe the second oscillator slightly detuned or dropped lower for thickness. Turn on mono mode. Add a low-pass filter, keep the drive moderate, and set a little glide so no changes smear, just enough to feel old school. At this stage, don't chase perfection. Make it functional first. Aim for fast attack, medium decay, low sustain, and a short release. That gives you a bass that can hit like a rave stab, but still leaves space for the snare and break to breathe. Here's the key move. Split the bass into two layers. One layer is the sub, the other layer is the wobble and grit. You can do this with an Audino effect rack, or by duplicating the track. On the sub chain, keep it boring on purpose. Use a sine-based patch or a clean low octave, low pass it around 80 to 100 Hz, and keep it mono with utility at zero width. The sub should feel almost uneventful. That contrast is what makes the full bass feel huge. On the mid layer, that's where the character lives. High pass it around 90 to 120 Hz, then add saturator, auto filter, maybe a little overdrive, and if you want, a tiny touch of redux for that rough digital edge. Keep it subtle. If the crunch is the first thing you notice, you've probably gone too far. Now write the bass line like it's part of the drum pattern. That's the biggest mindset shift in this kind of sound design. Don't think in terms of a synth melody. Think in terms of call and response. The bass should answer the snare, leave space for break fills, and hit with intention. Try a two-bar phrase where the first half is sparse, the snare gets a response note, and then there's a gap where the drums can speak. Use only 3 to 5 notes if you can. Seriously, a strong rhythm with good motion can feel bigger than a busy line. If you're in F minor, for example, you might anchor around F, move to AB for that gritty old-school color, and maybe touch AB or GB for darker tension. Keep the note lengths deliberate. Short notes give you that aggressive wobble stab. Longer notes give you the chance to sweep the filter and create tension. Now for the wobble motion itself. This is the signature move. Use auto filter on the mid-bass chain and automate the cutoff. You can do this manually, or with an LFO if you're using a Max for live setup. The classic feel comes from a repeating rhythm. Quarter notes, eighth notes, or triplet movement. A good starting point is to keep the cutoff low around 180 to 350 Hz, then open it up to somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.8 kHz. That range gives you the old-school wobble without turning into harsh squeal territory. Add a moderate amount of resonance, but don't overdo it. If the resonance screams, back it off and add drive instead. And here's a really useful coaching note. Think in layers of motion, not just tone. The wobble isn't only the filter. It's also note length, slight level changes, and tiny timing differences. A small amount of imperfection goes a long way. One late hit, one cutoff jump, one slightly longer note can create that tape-worn VHS energy better than heavy distortion ever could. Next, let's give it grime. For the VHS color, stack some stock Ableton effects on the mid layer. Saturator is great for this. Turn on soft clip if needed, add a few dB of drive, and shape the tone. Then maybe use overdrive gently, and if you want a bit of roughness, add redux very lightly. Not enough to make it obviously lo-fi, just enough to roughen the edges. If the upper mids get harsh, use EQ8 and cut a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the resonance gets pokey, tame that before you reach for the volume fader. You want the bass to feel dirty, not painful. Then do something that's very useful in DNB. Resample it. Route the bass to a new audio track. Record one or two bars of the processed sound and print it. Once it's on audio, you can slice it, reverse little bits, pitch down the hit, or make tiny timing edits. This is a classic drum and bass workflow because it lets you commit to the groove and hear what the bass is actually doing, instead of endlessly tweaking the synth. It also makes the sound feel more recorded, more physical, more like a real part of the track. Now listen closely to how the drums and bass interact. Group the drums and process them as a bus if needed. A little glue compressor can help pull the kit together. We're talking light compression, not smash mode. Maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use EQ if the low mids are clouding up, and add just a touch of saturation if the break feels too clean. Then check the micro space. If the bass is landing right on top of a break fill, mute one hit or shift the phrase slightly. If the kick and sub are fighting, use gentle sidechain compression. You only need a few dB of ducking most of the time. The goal is not to flatten the groove. The goal is to make the kick and sub feel like they're coordinated. Now arrange the idea. Take your 2-bar loop and stretch it into a 16-bar or 32-bar section. Keep it simple and let the section evolve in small steps. For example, bars 1 to 4 can feel like an intro with filtered bass hints. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce the main wobble motif. Bars 9 to 12 can switch the filter rate or note shape, and bars 13 to 16 can bring in a little fill or reverse tail before looping back. A nice trick is to change the wobble rate over time. Start slower, then switch to a faster filter cycle in the last 2 bars of a phrase. That gives you lift without needing a completely new bassline. Another good move is timbre-based call and response. Keep the same notes, but change the processing on alternate bars. One bar darker and more restrained, the next brighter and a bit more crunchy. Same idea, different emotional angle. And don't forget the value of space. Old school jungle and early DNB hit hard partly because they weren't overfilled. A bass note that arrives exactly where the break leaves a gap can feel heavier than a constant stream of notes. Before you call it done, do 3 final checks. First, check the low end. Make sure the kick and sub are not fighting. If needed, sidechain gently and keep the sub mono. Second, collapse the track to mono and listen. If the wobble vanishes, the wrong part is too wide. Keep stereo tricks on the mid layer only. Third, listen for harshness. If the VHS texture stings around 3 to 6 kHz, pull it back with EQ. You want grime, not pain. Here's a quick practice challenge if you want to lock this in fast. Build a 174 BPM 2-bar drum loop. Make a mono sub an operator or wave eatable. Create a mid-bass layer with filter movement. Write a bass phrase with only 3 to 5 notes. Add one texture effect like saturator or a redux. Then resample it and make one tiny edit, like reversing a tail or changing the last hit. Finally, mute the bass and listen to the drums alone, then bring the bass back in and check whether the groove feels stronger. That's the real test. If the bass has identity on its own, but then locks with the drums and suddenly feels like a proper DNB drop, you've got it. So remember the formula. Steady sub, animated mids, drum-aware phrasing, a touch of grime, and a little tape-style imperfection. That's how you turn an old-school wobble into something that feels VHS rave and still works in a modern Ableton Lev 12 mix. Now go build it, print it, and let the wobble talk back to the break.